Running backs like the Eagles or these guys spin and turn and twist. You know, if you're not going to get a good tackle on, you might as well forget it. Handoff off the right side and still breaking tackles, still on his feet and powering it through. Number four, Ryan Stone. I'm sorry, I can't believe it says 5'9", 145 pounds. Could that be a typo?
It almost it has to be.
Can it not be at least 154 pounds?
He just gained 11 yards, and they were all after contact him. With people he was pushing.
Man, that guy moves his legs. So here we go. Full backfield. Out of the shotgun, Patello. Hands off to number 33. A nice fake there. Faked at the Stone. Danny Wolf took it from the right to left. Running the ball in front of the quarterback, taking it off a left tackle, and a big pickup.
Yeah, and Shane Maurer back there playing defensive back with a nice tackle, wrapped him up, open field tackle, so that would have been a touchdown.
We're going to take a quick break. The end of the third quarter, the score 28-0, Deckerville Eagles on top.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What should you look for in precision farming? How about a package that works from planting through harvest? One that works with any equipment, no matter the color. One that works seamlessly from field to desktop. One that comes from a company that's 100% dedicated to helping you benefit from precision technologies. One that's driving the new agriculture. The complete precision package from Ag Leader is Agriculture Evolved.
Contact your Ag Leader dealer in Huron County. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy. Call 989-874-4200.
Or visit KindyCoop.com. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company will be closed for inventory and the Labor Day holiday beginning at noon Friday, August 29th. They'll reopen Tuesday, September the 2nd.
For a great time, anytime, head to the Landing Tavern and the Sportsman's Inn, downtown Port Austin. Every Friday night, the Sportsman's Inn features an all-you-can-eat fish fry, only $9.99. Every Thursday, buy one of the Sportsman's famous deep-dish pizzas and get a second pizza at half price. Try the Sportsman's half-pound perch dinner, combo seafood platters, choice steaks, ribs, or a half-pound Angus burger. Enjoy karaoke every Friday and Saturday night next door at the Landing Tavern. The Sportsman's Inn, downtown Port Austin, open Sunday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Your number one North Huron Warrior fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field as we start the fourth quarter out of the I formation. Patello is going to hand off to Ryan Stone straight up the middle on the Warrior 10-yard line for the touchdown.
Wow, he went in almost untouched on that one.
Speed, strength. I mean, these guys twist and turn. And tell you what, we're giving their running backs a lot of credit. They deserve it. But that line is making some holes. These linemen are doing a good job tonight for the Deckerville Eagles. So that's going to be a score of 32-0 as they go for the extra point. 34-0, extra point is missed. And we'll take the field. We're going to kick it off now to the North Huron Warriors. 11:53 here in the fourth quarter.
You know, on that extra point, that pass incomplete to Spatzo, once they get that down, they're going to be tough to defend.
It's almost going to be impossible. We're just talking about during one of the breaks here. If you're out here scouting this team tonight, where do you find a weakness? You don't. No. You have got to be every eight men on the field. You've got to be ready. It's got to be 100% in order to beat this Deckerville team. And that ball might have been touched. And Deckerville on the kickoff Going to kick it down. The Warriors touch it. Can't get control of the ball. It will be Deckerville ball on right about the Warriors' 30-yard line. 34-0. 11:50 to go here with the lights on in downtown Deckerville here at Deckerville High School. Beautiful facility.
We talked about it earlier. A lot of room for that ball to bounce around on those kicks.
Right. Okay, out of the pro set, Deckerville's going to hand off to the second back through. That's number 33. Almost untouched. Another missed tackle. Three, four missed tackles, and he's going to run it all the way in. Danny Wolf, 33. The big senior is going to run it all the way from about the 30-yard line for an immediate touchdown. Boy, the Warriors were just kind of falling off him right and left. Wow. Had to be four missed tackles on that hit.
I know he's a load to bring down, but you got to wrap him up. You got to hit him low and wrap him up.
So going for the extra point with 11:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. The score now 40-0, Deckerville Eagles on top. Got an update on Merrill versus Marlette, 27-7. Sandusky and USA, 31-0, 6:35 to go before the end of the third quarter. With the Sandusky team on top of the USA Patriots, Sandusky Redskins. Going for that same pass again for the big guy out there, Derek House, or Nathan Spatzel, I'm sorry. They're going to get it sooner or later.
They are, just and they're going to be dangerous when that happens.
Keep practicing it, Coach. Keep running it.
I mean, they're dangerous right now, but when you add that dimension, that can be deadly.
You know, he's been behind the defenders. I would say that's one thing that you've really got to watch. If you're going to come play in Deckerville, if they start the connection between the quarterback with Patello and Nathan Spatzel, Spatzel has been beating the defenders and getting open, plus the guy's 6 foot six with that arm span. He's probably up there, about 8 foot in the air.
Yep.
And they just got to connect on that pass.
And I think a lot of that is that darned if you do, darned if you don't. Those
right.
Warrior defenders have to be watching what's happening in front of them and stack that box. And he's getting behind them when they do that. And if they don't, then they just run it all over the place.
Back onto the field. And this is how we started things about 20 seconds ago with the Deckerville Eagles kicking off. Curtis Fritsch doing the kicking duties for the Deckerville Eagles. Now about four plays ago, Deckerville kicked off, went to the left side, was touched by one of the Warriors, and they're going to squib kick it, do the same thing again. Oh, and almost lost the ball again. Bounces off number 48 for the Warriors. But they'll take it down there as number 88 gets on top of it. Adam Homrich for the North Carolina Warriors grabs the ball and wisely just falls on top of it and takes it to the ground because they still have good field position. North Carolina Warriors first and 10 on their 40-yard line.
Yep, and it is. It's a good thing he fell on it because, again, there were a host of Eagles right there just waiting for that ball to pop out somewhere.
Well, if he'd have stood up, that would have popped out because he'd have had three Deckerville Eagles right on top of him. They're really covering some ground tonight. So here we go, first and 10. North Huron Warriors break over the ball. Number 19, Shane Maurer, the quarterback, under center, out of the I formation. 22 in is the fullback. He's going to roll out to the left side, right side. It's going to be a quarterback keeper and nothing there. Chased down by two of the Deckerville Eagles, number 40 and number 12, right on top of him. Jared Philpott and number 40, Curtis Fritsch.
Yeah, two names that we've called quite a bit tonight. Those guys have been all over the place, and they were all over Shane Maurer on that play.
Shane, yeah, I thought they were in the backfield with the Warriors. They were right there at the handoff. Well, didn't even get a handoff. It was supposed to be a lead with two lead backers out in front, and the quarterback got chased down from behind. Out of the shotgun, looking to pass. Pass on the left side. We got a receiver open. It's going to go to number 75 for the Warriors. Nice catch there. Alex Shornack
is one of those freshmen that's in uniform because their JV game got canceled last night. So
good catch.
Welcome to varsity, Alex.
Yeah. Get that varsity letter this year, Alex. Wear it for 4 years proudly. Third and three. 9:44 to go here in the fourth quarter at Deckerville Field. The North Huron Warriors and the Deckerville Eagles. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch bringing you all the play-by-play action for WLAW Sports.